He knows. Why? Because what it was coming out of their mouth, what was coming out of their heart, their deeds were evil. He knew their heart is far from me. Say, but Paul, all men are sinners. That's why God has to come and save us. That's why God has to come and draw us out of sin and into his light and into his righteousness, away from that which is evil, that he feeds us with good things that we may bring forth good things. Meaning he feeds us with things that enter into our heart. Don't look to carnal things to be perfect. You know, that's what his point is. They look to washings and cups and platters and foods. And Jesus in the gospel is saying, we're not going to look to those things for our perfection. We look to that which comes out of us. That's what I want to be perfect in. I don't want to be perfect in the clothes I wear, or in the way I wash my hands, or in the cleansing of my outward layer of skin, that it should be cleansed of little bits of dirt, but no, rather that I should be cleansed from within, and the inside might be clean, and then that which comes out of me, that which is of my faith and of my doctrine and of my deeds is clean. Verse 21, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried on him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Verse 23, but he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You remember he had said, go but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Don't go up to the Romans. Don't go to the Celts. Don't go to the Anglo-Saxons. Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that's where they went. They went over all the place of the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the Jews. The old covenant was for the Jews. The Canaanites were a people whom God had said, destroy utterly, because they will be a trouble to you. They will seduce you after their gods. Your enemies do away with. But some remain. They did not destroy all of them. Some of them by trickery made peace. Some of them escaped the sword because the Israelites were disobedient. They didn't listen to God, and so they were left as thorns in their sides. But of course, theirs was disobedience. God could do it just for his grace sake. Meaning just so that we would rely on his grace and not our own strength. And I don't speak of thorns in the flesh as being of sin, but of things, irritations, troubles, so on and so forth, that make the sea a little rocky. Make the sea and the waves roar a bit, instead of always being a calm, like a sheet of glass sea we have to walk across in life, if you get my analogy. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Verse 26, but he answered and said, it is not meet, it is not fit, or fair, to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. What? What? It's not fair. She's a person. She's a dog. Well, that's the way that they were viewed in the Old Testament. That's the way Christ is looking at her. Look it. And this is the way God ultimately looks at it. The plants that my Father hath planted. Anything that my God has not planted. Israel was the planting of the Lord. Israel. These people were not the planting of the Lord. But in the New Testament, obviously, there's a transition made. Where before, God's elect were elect out of they were all in one nation, Israel. In the New Covenant, the election is open to all the nations of the world. But it doesn't mean God isn't exclusive. It's just the old outward racial boundary is broke down. Before he dealt with one people. And as an example, because God's elect are one people. And God is seeking after his elect and caring after his elect. The rest are blinded. They'd be blind leaders of the blind. You know, and people think that that whole exclusivity is gone. No, it's just not limited by the race anymore. It's not just one family, but it's all the families of the earth. But out of those families, only the chosen. So that which is meant for the children, it is not fit or fair to give it to dogs. There's nothing equitable about that. People say, God isn't fair because he chooses some and others he does not choose. but rather leaves them to destruction. Truly fair would be for God to destroy us all, because none of us deserve anything. But if God decides to make some of us his children and elevates our state, it is not a question of fairness, but of his goodness, that he is good to some. Because he's not good to others, does that make him bad? Well, he doesn't owe it to everyone. Because we exist, we have a sort of vanity of our existence that we think we're something special, just by nature of our existence. I'm nothing special unless God makes me something special. And I never look at myself as something special, except that God does special things to me. To me, it's almost embarrassing. It's humbling. But for the Israelites, it had become a matter of pride. We be the chosen people. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? We have the authority. We are the elders of the chosen people. We are the best, man. Sometimes it gets that way with people who think they're God's elect. Oh, we're better than other people. We are this, we that. They start getting high up and intruding into things they have not seen. Their fleshly minds being puffed up. Verse 27, truth, Lord. I mean, it's not fit to cast the children's bread to dogs. True. He does not dispute. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour, showing that the Lord would respect faith. Though he was sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, yet he respected the faith of the woman who he was not sent to. And people are going to say, well, what's that have to do with the election of God and the plants that he's planted and so on and so forth? I'm not going to judge that matter, except that he judged this to be of God, of faith. The faith was in her to believe in him and to say these words, and only God could give her that. So her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Great faith trumps blood or any other concern. Now, Jesus is not impressed so much with your pedigree as he is with your faith. And even though in his ministry, he was only supposed to go to them because he was still operating under the old covenant. Because the new covenant wasn't made until he was put to death. But he is instituting it. He is bringing about sort of the transition into the new covenant. He's preaching the gospel. We're only in chapter 15.